Hello, this is Dave Poyser, and welcome to the Swiss Cake Rolls Show.
No, no, Dave, this isn't the Swiss Cake Rolls Show, it's...
Seriously.
Shalikdo. Doc Popular.
Yo Yo Wiki Radio podcast on Yo Yo Radio. All right, you are listening to the Yo Yo Wiki podcast. My name is Josh Parker, and I am coming to you live to podcast from St. Paul, Minnesota, and I'm here without Dr. Popular, but my esteemed co-host for this evening is Dave Poisner, all the way from Iowa. How you doing, Dave?
That's Poiser, without the N.
It doesn't have an N?
No.
See, I'm always confused about that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the whole thing kind of started at Worlds like 2 years ago. I was talking to Doc, actually. I was like, yeah, for some reason people always, like, pronounce my last name with N in it. And there's no N. I don't get it. And so he's just like, ha, ha, we'll see about this. And then so he's like, hey, what's up, Poisner? And I'm like, oh, Poisner. And so he wouldn't stop it. And everyone else started catching on. And now, heck, there's DavePoisnerIsMyHero.com and also DavePoisnerIsMyHero.com for those who get confused.
Oh, that's too funny. I didn't know that's exactly how it started. Like, I've heard some stuff from Doc, but I haven't heard that exact story.
What have you heard from Doc?
He always makes it as like an ego thing, like he's getting back at you for creating the backspin bind.
The Dave Poiser bind, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The popular bind.
No, it's the Dave Poiser bind. I actually taught Doc that bind, and that's what got him started binding. It was, I think, the first MadFest I ever went to, heck, like 3-4 years ago. Probably longer than that. No, it was Minnesota States. That's it.
I'm thinking that has to be 2003. Because he taught it to me. I remember him teaching it to me in his apartment in downtown Minneapolis, which I'm pretty sure was like 2003 era Dr. Popular.
Yeah, it's so long ago I can hardly remember. Like, I've lost track of my contests and years and
Dr. Popular's.
Yeah, I don't even know where he's at now, you know? Minnesota, California, heck, who knows?
Sometimes I don't think he knows where he's at, which is, you know, that's yeah. Kind of the charm.
Yeah, I hear he's like kind of like all over California right now or something.
Yeah, he's on the Mediocre Tour, which is a nerdcore hip-hop tour with him, Beefy, and MC Router.
That sounds pretty hip.
Yeah. Or nerdy, you know.
Yeah, mediocre.
That's right. But we've got a pretty exciting show lined up, Dave.
Yeah.
Later on, we're going to be talking to Boyd Seth about his yo-yo with Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works, which I think it's called like the Man versus Bear Pig 2000 or something like that.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear about that because I don't really know anything about it. Besides the fact that it exists. Yep. And then we're going to be talking to Steve Brown in Ohio because he's got he's holding John Bott, Abe Ziemer, and Seth Peterson as hostages at his house. So it'll be fun to talk to them.
That's going to be some crazy business.
Yeah. But before we get to any of that, is there anything you wanted to talk about?
I'll just give a shout out to everyone who likes cool clothing, because I have like $28 or so at the moment, and I made some cool hoodies, and you should buy them. You can check out pictures and stuff on extremespin.org/forum or whatever, on Extreme Spin Forum. I got some pictures up there, so check them out, buy some stuff.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. That's right. Dave Poiser needs money, so.
Random thing. It'll help me get to Minnesota States, I think. because I don't have enough money to drive there right now.
Oh, wow. So is there anything else that you want to talk about?
Nothing I can think of at the moment, unless you have anything on your mind.
No, not really. You don't have anything you want to announce or release or anything like that? Anything?
Well, pretty much everything I know about right now is top secret, so...
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Maybe in like another month or two I could, maybe then, but not now.
All right. Well, we'll get you on then.
Okay.
But now, do you know what time it is, Dave?
What time is it?
It is time for Name That Yo-Yo.
Sweet.
That's right. It is the podcasting sensation that is sweeping the nation. Okay. Do you know how this works here?
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give a yo-yo a throw here. Hold it up to the mic. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll flick it so... And now it'll be your job to try and figure out what yo-yo it is.
I'd have to say it's a large bearing, like a yo-yo jam bearing, pretty dried out, so that kind of narrows down Dunkin' yo-yos and other stuff. I think I hear a little starburst action happening in there. Throw it again, do some string tricks.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do here.
Could it possibly be a speed maker?
It is not a speed maker.
No.
See, now I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The maker of this yo-yo is also interested in clothing.
Let's see. Could it happen to be a milk?
It is indeed a
yes.
milk. You got it. Good job. All right. And you've got a yo-yo there?
Yes.
All right. Let's see what I can do.
Can you hear that?
Yep.
Rock the baby and hit the microphone. Can you hear that okay?
Yeah. It sounds plastic.
Yeah. You want me to throw it again or? You know, another thing you should add to that is unwinding the yo-yo, because sometimes that can give it away. Are you there, Josh Lichten?
Yeah, how do you mean by unwinding the yo-yo?
Well, here, listen to this, see if you can hear it.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or winding it back up.
Okay, taking it apart, yeah.
Yeah, some have some... very nifty characteristics.
Yeah.
About when you wind it together.
Yeah, that's a very plastic yo-yo. I'm thinking, it sounds like a Dunkin' Freehand to me. Freehand Zero, specifically.
Is that your guess?
Yeah, that's gonna be my guess.
Nope.
Okay.
Is this the part where I give you a clue?
Exactly.
I'm trying to think of a clue that would not give it away. Okay, it has, thumb grinding abilities built in.
Ooh. Wow. So I'm thinking it's a yo-yo jam at this point.
But you also said it was plastic, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think this is a hard one. Is it a man?
You want me to throw it again?
Yeah, why don't you give it another throw there?
Okay.
It sounds like it might be a hitman.
Hitman?
Yeah.
Hang on 1 second. This is me flicking the outside of it.
It's plastic on the outside too, huh?
Possibly. I don't have the best bearing in here. It's kind of getting like grungy.
Trying to think of what yo-yos obviously have what plastic yo-yos have thumb grinding ability? There can't be that many, right?
What?
There can't be that many.
No.
I mean the milk.
Not.
Is it a milk? No, it's not a milk.
No.
And you're leading me to believe that it's not a yo-yo jam.
Maybe. Should I give you another hint?
Yeah, why don't you give me another hint?
Okay. This one might give it away, but it's just too classic. Your yo-yo is a milk, right?
Yeah.
Mine rhymes with milk.
Silk! Yeah. Oh, for the love. I've never even tried a silk. Is that a nice yo-yo?
Really? Yeah, I like them.
Yeah.
What
does that got for a response system?
Bass pads, I think. I don't know, some sort of like orangish red.
Sound like the yo-yo guy.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. Whatever.
Silicone pads.
Something like that.
Yeah. And they haven't fallen off though, because I've heard that's a problem with those pads.
No, I haven't had any problems with the pads at all. All
right. I don't like pads, just in general.
Yeah. And they haven't worn out at all either, so I'm pretty okay with them.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give Mr. Boyd Seth a call here.
Yeah, he's
hello.
Boyd.
Boyd.
Hello.
You are on with me. I'm Josh. And Dave Poyser from Iowa.
Hello.
Hello, Dave and Josh.
How are you doing?
Fine, I think.
All right, well, that's a good start.
That sounded a little hesitant, if you ask me.
Is there something that we could do to maybe make you help you be a little better? I don't know.
Well, it's been crazy. You know, I just moved to Texas to go to school.
Oh yeah.
I was home with
it. Oh cool. Where are you going to school in Texas?
University of Texas Pan American.
Okay. What are you going to there for?
I don't know yet. I just need to I'm gonna go to school, I guess, you know. The journey of self discovery and try to get some school out of the way or something. I don't know.
Well, that sounds like a good start.
Welcome to every teenager/college person's life until after they graduate.
Yeah.
Then they figure out what they want to go to school for. Then they go back to school, and then they realize they don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's... Well, you just told the story of my life, Dave Poyser.
College, it's overrated.
So, Boyd, we're not actually calling to talk to you about college.
Yeah,
aww. We're going. I thought somebody cared.
We're calling to talk to you. It's true. We don't care. We just care about your yo-yo.
Too, and I don't even care.
We want to talk to you about your Man Bear Pig versus Evil Knievel 2000.
Seriously.
There were so many names for that yo-yo, man. I think I had the last cup of absinthe. Lostness. Roboto Destructo. There were just so many names for that. I don't even know how I came. We came up with, like, it was going to be Bear and Man. And I remember I was up at Pacific Northwest, and Nathan's like, why not Versus? And I was like, yeah. So we'll go with it.
Sweet. I think Robo Destructo would have been an appropriate name.
Yeah.
It would have.
Chombot would have loved that.
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about the yo-yo itself?
What was that? You broke up for a little bit. Am I in a bad spot?
No, that's all right. Skype out to cell phones is kind of iffy sometimes. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the yo-yo itself?
Well, it was originally supposed to be a medium-sized bearing from Yo-Yo Factory, but something happened to the machine shop, so they ended up switching them to large Dorothy bearings it comes with. They'll have a recessed cool. silicone response.
Oh, right.
And the edges, instead of flaring like up or flat out, it flares up and then flares back down. That's one of my favorite features of the yo-yo.
Okay. What is the purpose of that?
I'm not sure. I just thought it would look a little different, and I wanted to go ahead and do it that way. And it came out really nice.
Awesome. So recessed silicone, I don't know if you know this, it's my absolute favorite response system.
Yeah, I've been actually throwing some freehands with recessed silicone for last month or so, kind of my favorite yo-yo.
I think it's a really solid and really consistent method of response.
Definitely.
I feel so much though, wears out the silicone, and I always have to replace it.
I haven't had that problem. I've heard people having that problem, but I haven't run into that with
what
any of my yo-yos yet.
What was that?
Oh, I was saying that I throw the yo-yo so much that I wear down the silicone so much that I didn't have to strip it out and refill it.
Oh, I actually have a yo-yo that I just started having that problem with this week. But it takes a heck of a lot of throwing.
Silicone?
What was that?
But is it the red silicone? I think that's what does it more for me is the red stuff versus the clear.
It's a clear silicone.
Yeah, I use the clear silicone all the time.
Does anybody know the difference in between the colors?
Nope.
They do feel different on the string. Well, for me anyways, like when I had my two peaks that they sent me for the Spokane contest, I had 1 cent silicone clear and 1 cent red. And I like the way the red one played better on the peak.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah, I've never played with red at all, so I don't really know the difference at all.
Huh. I've always thought about doing a like a Starburst silicone. Like take a fast 201 or whatever and like inject silicone through the back so it kind of barely comes out the holes.
Yeah, that could be neat.
It's just an interesting idea.
So this was produced. What is the name of your yo-yo? I'm sorry. Wait, I don't think we ever got around to that.
Bear versus Man.
Bear versus Man. Okay. That is produced by Caribou Lodge Yo-Yo Works, right?
It is. They have a new website up. It's a CaribouLodgeYoYo.com.
Okay.
It'll be up sometime in a week or two.
Okay. That website was supposed to be up when we talked to those guys like 2 months ago. So,
I got my email set up through their website, so I know it's going up right now.
Sweet. How did you get involved with them?
Sir.
Or at least Chris.
With Chris. Well, I was a friend of Paul's, and you know they kept talking about yo-yos, and he would include me in some of the conversations, and they ended up sending me a prototype which they said, you can test it out for us and just give it back and tell us what's wrong with it or whatever. I ended up took it to Nationals. I got to keep mine. I didn't have to return it. Like, I think everyone else sent theirs back in, and they let me keep mine. I went to Nationals, and I took it there and used it, and they saw that I had finals. And they, I think before I even went to Nationals, they offered me on the team, but I said, let me think about it. And then I go to Nationals, and then I finals, and then they said, how about now? And I said, okay, sure. And then they, next day, aired me out a bunch of peaks for the Spokane contest. That I went up there and had like 3 days of practice with these new yo-yos, and then I won that contest, and they're pretty psyched about that.
Awesome.
Cool. So, hey, where all is the yo-yo going to be sold at? What stores? Or do you know yet?
I'm not quite sure yet, because that's his.
Yeah, that's kind of Chris's department.
Thing. Yeah, that's his department.
Well, the peak was exclusive to Yo-Yo Nation, so I think we can assume that they're going to continue with that. I don't information.
I can assume no, it's not going to be that way.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just have to wait and see then. Only time.
Well, I think he sent Rich an email because I told him because. I have some friends over there in the Midwest, you know, so support PES. I said maybe I could get some of the Bear versus Man up to Rich. So I don't know how that's working out. I told Chris, so I don't know what's going on, but I did mention it.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Extreme Spin needs some needs all the yo-yos it can get because, you know, Dave is on Extreme Spin, and I love Extreme Spin, so I'm not good enough to be on a team.
Yeah, I get paid to say I love Extreme Spin, too.
I go up to the Midwest.
So, speaking of which, are you coming back out here or back up here anytime soon?
Actually, I will be there for MWR in Iowa State. the sponsors are flying me up there.
Cool.
I love how people are assuming Iowa State's going to be the week before after Midwest, and we haven't even thought about getting that together yet.
Well, you should probably get on that, Dave.
Yeah, about that.
Well, that was Boyd Seth. The call kind of cut off abruptly there. I guess he lost his signal, but we'll continue on. Now, Dave, you'd mentioned something about you can't really yo-yo right now.
Well, it pretty much hurts to yo-yo right now. I happen to have a paper cut, like in between my two knuckles on my middle finger.
Oh no!
And so I'm like, well, there goes single A. And then today at work, I scraped up my knuckle on my my right-hand index finger, so I can't hold a freehand yo-yo very well.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to have to recoup a little bit before.
Next you're going to tell me you lost your left index finger. It's like, you're going to have to completely retrain yourself.
Well, actually, my left pinky finger, you know, it just disappeared yesterday.
It's gone.
Okay.
Hopefully you'll be better before Minnesota State's on March 31st. And hopefully people will buy some hoodies from you so that you can go to Minnesota State.
We'll also have T-shirts hopefully by then too.
Cool.
We're doing some screen printing thanks to Sunny and Kia. I think mostly Sunny sending me a screen printing kit that I had sitting around for like half a year, and then I'm like, it's time. And so Seth and I started screen printing a couple weeks ago.
Sonny never sends me anything.
Well, do you ever make him cool videos?
No. The videos? That's all you make him? Whatever. I thought you were going to say like mods or something like that.
Well,
like,
I sent him some T-shirts the other day too.
Okay. That's excusable.
Like, you remember have you seen the Eat Sit video?
Yeah, Oh, sure, absolutely. Yeah. Was that really a video for the Eat Sit?
It's a commercial for it. We're just sitting around one day and we're like, oh, that'd be funny. So we just went out and did it.
Yeah. All right, that's the way we do things in the Midwest, you know.
Yeah.
Just go out and do them. All right.
Just sit around and talk about it.
Yeah, that's right. That's talking about things drives me crazy.
Yeah, you got to do it sometime.
That's right. All right, well, let's give Mr. Steve Brown a call.
Yay.
See if we can get him on here. Do you know Steve?
Yeah, I've met him a couple times.
Yeah.
Slept next to him a couple times.
People have been starting some shit about him on the web boards lately. Not necessarily about him, but with the whole Nationals thing. And
what about?
You know, they changed the rules for Nationals.
Yeah, yeah, I read that. How's that involve Steve Brown, though?
Well, Steve being very vocal, he's up in that shit, you know?
Yeah. All these complaints and whatnot.
Oh, what? Hello? No, we didn't get through to Steve. Oh, now Joe Mitchell is IMing me.
Oh, no.
He's calling me a murderer.
Why are we butchering our show or something? Or, never mind. If you know anything about me, I have bad jokes that don't make sense.
All right, but Steve seems to be ready, so we'll try and call him again.
Sweet.
Here. All right, how are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am fantastic.
What's great is that all the other douchebags gathered around me can only hear my half of the conversation.
Well, those guys are douchebags, so, you know, whatever.
Yeah, we can talk all the crap we want now.
Woohoo! Oh, they're talking mad shit about you guys.
We are deep, we are knees deep in the 17th episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast, and I kind of wanted to talk to you, Steve, about all this stuff that's been going on Greg's board regarding the new rules for Nationals. But as it turns out, you've got all these people at your house that are so much cooler than you are, and so I don't know if we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, no, it won't be a problem.
Okay. Well, first off, why don't you tell us what the rule changes for Nationals are?
I really don't know.
Okay, well, should I tell you then?
No, I mean, I know that they're changing the way that the seeds are handled, and that you have to go through a regional, but...
Oh, that shit.
Thank you, Seth Peterson, for that intelligent commentary. Oh, sorry, that was Yuki. No, it's one of those things that, you know, like I looked at all the arguments and everything on it, and, you know, what it came down to me is that from a purely a judging standpoint, it's still irrelevant. Like, I still show up and do my job exactly the same regardless of how the players got there.
I think from a purely judging standpoint, which I can say because I have judged numerous contests now, I think it makes a big difference because you don't have any people up on stage that do not deserve to be there in some way.
No, I mean, I think it's definitely going to improve the quality of the players that are there. But just as far as like me sitting down in a chair and doing, you know, with my clickers and doing my job, the only thing that it, you know, the end result is going to be is that it's going to hopefully it's going to make for a smaller number of players that I need to deal with.
Right,
and
right.
It's going to be a higher quality, which ultimately ends up being higher stress.
You think higher stress?
Yeah, because, you know, when you've got nothing but, like, the absolute best quality players, then you're just that much more on edge the whole time. At least
okay.
I am, you know, because I'm so damn nitpicky about trying to catch every single little thing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's for me, like, judging is exhausting.
I can definitely see that. My solution for that is just trusting the clickers at the end. You know, you sit there and watch and whatever the clickers say at the end. Which is how Abe Zayamir always ends up with a zero.
I'm looking right at Abe and laughing, and he has no idea why.
Oh boy. Right.
Good one.
Can you call me a towel head again?
But yeah, I mean, you know, it's for me personally, like, judging is just really tiring and really stressful because I'm You know, like, if you get up on stage and you screw up, it's on you, and that's it. You know, if you sit down at the table with clickers and you screw up, it's on somebody else. And that, you know, that's the kind of thing that I'm constantly terrified of, you know, like, just mechanical malfunction or missing something or being, you know, into my 40th freestyle and my eyes glazing over. And, you know, it's just, it's one of those things that, you know, hopefully with the higher quality, like, it won't be so boring to watch. You know, it'll be easier as a judge to, you know, stay excited through the whole thing instead of, you know, hitting like that brick of the last five freestyles and just thinking to yourself, you know, just praying for lightning and rain.
Well, I definitely know how that goes. I don't know if there's some way we can get the other guys on here just to tell us about what they're doing in Ohio at your freaking house.
Yeah, here, I'll put the headphones on JohnBot.
JohnBot!
Josh, are you there?
Yeah, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing?
I'm pretty darn good.
Awesome.
Hey, John?
Hey, it is Dave.
Yeah?
I see your little icon here, but I didn't see your green bar moving, so I wasn't sure if you were really here.
Yeah, the poisoner himself.
Poiser. Okay. Poiser's here.
So I
want to know what's this I've heard about Abe getting punched the other day or something. I heard he got knocked out. I heard he got punched. Something about a drunk guy. No clue. What you want to fill me in on that?
Honestly, like, Abe sitting right next to me, he would much better be able to tell the story than I ever could. Like, I wasn't there when it all happened.
Oh.
I don't know. They want to know the story about how you got the walk down the alley with the.
Well, John. John, why don't you start off by telling us what you guys are doing at Steve's house?
Me and Abe, the Gravedigger, and Seth P. Ultra are headed towards New York City, and
Team Chubby Lovin'
Tour 07. We don't really have a huge plan right now. We're going to try to hit a Maryland State Yo-Yo Contest because we're going to be in that area and the club at Mitchell's.
We're going to talk to hot ladies all day, every day.
Did you catch that? Talking to hot ladies all day, every day.
I sure did.
You know, and look for fake Rolex watches in New York and, I don't know. We don't really have a plan, so just going for fun and doing what we do.
Big Midwest, yeah.
Big street performance bit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be impressive and awesome.
Sweet.
Well, that sounds cool. Why don't you hand it on over to Abe and we can hear about him getting punched the hell out.
Right. We want to hear the story about you getting punched or knocked out or something.
What? I see. May have heard, Seth had come over to Oshkosh, where I go to college, Friday evening, and later that Friday night, we had a party at my house, and it was getting late, and it was, I don't know, people were clearing out, so me, three girls I know, and my roommate Sean and Seth decided that we wanted to go someplace else. So we started walking down the alley outside my house to get someplace else. And I'm in the back of the group with Seth. And we're pretty far distant from the rest of the group. And I see these guys to my right. They end up start catcalling us. But it's pretty obvious they're catcalling me because it's dark and I have a ponytail. So it's quite humorous to me and Seth that they're going, "Hey, pretty lady, come party over here. This is where it's at."
Oh, no.
And Seth goes, "Hey, he's with me." And I was like, "She's with me. You can't have her." And then they start getting livid. They're like, "Uh-uh, she not with you." And she's like, so they, I don't know. Their vocabulary is obviously from a 3-6 Mafia lyric sheet, so it didn't go very intellectually past that point. Especially 2:30 on a on a Friday night there.
Or Saturday morning, even.
Well, Saturday morning, if you want to be specific.
That's St. Patrick's Day.
Technically. Yeah. It wasn't a countdown like New Year's Eve, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, I do this, and I was like, well, we'll just keep walking because, you know, it was funny at the time, and we just expect them to, like, just stand there. And ends up they, like, are following us and, like, yelling out down the alley. And Seth points it out that, hey, dudes are still following us. I was like, well, just keep looking forward and don't respond to them. Because we got a group of, like, you know, half of them are girls. My roommate Sean and Seth and me. So I was like, I don't want to, like, mess with them. Like, it's 2:30, I'm tired, kind of. So we keep going. But they finally catch up to us after shouting a bunch of inappropriate racial expletives behind us. Like, before they caught up to us. And I say inappropriate, not that racial expletives are always inappropriate, but as in they're using the wrong ones. Like, we were all white. We were all white, and they were all white, but they're shouting black racial expletives at us. So it was very confusing. Dude finally catches up to me, and it was obviously the guy who was catcalling me in the first place. And he gets in my face, and he says, like, who was the person who, like, started yelling back at us? Who was the person who started yelling at us and shit? Oh, nah. not in so many words, of course. but I did respond to it. I just kept walking. I was like, I don't want any trouble, man. I'm just walking. And he just kept on bugging me. And it's him and a group of five guys that look, you know, pretty douchebaggy. Douchebaggy enough to fight. So I finally turned and said, look, we laughed at you because you're catcalling me, and I'm a guy, clearly. And it was very humorous. And you saw the expression in the guy's face drop. Like he realized what he just did. So he started yelling in my face, I ain't gay! I ain't gay! You think I'm gay? I ain't no fag! I ain't gay! And then he said the most priceless line I've ever heard from somebody. And it was totally serious. I talk to hot ladies all day, every day. I don't know how.
I own a tampon maxi pad factory.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how I kept a straight face, but I said, I believe you. Please go. And he didn't. He kept on following us.
Oh, damn.
I was trying to get the whole group to stop paying attention to him and go. And I'm pretty much in the back, except Sean, my buddy Sean, who's my roommate, is behind me. And I'm, like, facing the other way from the group of five dudes. I hear this thud behind me. Turns out they had punched my roommate Sean and knocked him to the ground. So I hand over my glasses to one of the girls and, like, run over there to make sure they don't, like, gang up on him on the ground. So, you know, I don't want him, like, you know, beating my roommate up like that. So I go over there, and dude starts getting in this, like really bad kung fu stance. And I just am befuddled over why you would do such a thing, especially when you're livid and want somebody to take you seriously. But regardless, I said, just go. I'm not going to fight you. He's not going to fight you. You're not going to get any satisfaction out of this. And he just kept on, like, trying to bait me to get him to get me to punch him. And my friend of mine, Deanna, she comes next to me, and she's trying to, like, wants to talk to the group. And I turn to push her backwards, and he punches me in the face while I'm turning to, like, push the girl backwards.
Oh, man.
He punches me right in the jaw. It's a clear, open shot. I don't go down. My head just slightly turns, and I look at him just, like, in a confused look. Like, go home. So then he's really just, like, confused, and just, like, he just starts backing off. The group starts leaving. And then we all, like, my group, I get my friend Sean up, and we start going. I hear this commotion behind me, Two guys from a house on the street that we were on had apparently come out to try to help us because obviously two people got punched. So they came out and, like, this group of five dudes are just, like, ganging up on them and beating the crap out of them. Like, on the ground. They're on the ground, like, out next to the curb, and the guys are, like, kicking them. So I hand the phone to Seth. He calls 911, and I run over there to, you know, try to, like, help out. But they already start running off. So ends up we have to, like, fill out a bunch of these, like, police reports in the back of these cop cars. And there's this huge commotion over, like, what happened. And the ambulance came, and they took my roommate Sean off because, like, I didn't realize he got up. He's, like, bleeding, like, all over his face. Oh, apparently, when he hit the ground, he, like, got knocked unconscious, and he needed, like, stitches in the bottom of his chin. So I get home. I didn't realize that he had actually went with the ambulance to the hospital because they said they were just going to check on him. And my other roommate is his brother. So we had to wake his brother up and tell him what happened. And he's kind of drunk at this point, so he's really livid. And so we don't know what hospital they took him to, so we spent the rest of the night looking up the hospital and, like, trying to figure out, you know, the information, like, somebody who would give us the information of where he was and how we could, like, you know, talk to him. So we're up, and finally my roommate Sean got home at, like, 7:30 in the morning. This just, like, big fat lip and six or seven stitches in his chin. And he's fine, but it was just, like, ridiculous.
Crazy.
And you know what even the worst story is the next night. Next night, me and Seth, we go to my friend Becky's place to hang out. It's kind of a lo-fi night, you know. I thought, with all that ruckus going on, I might as well keep a low key and not be too wild. So we're doing that, and we stay the night at my friend Becky's place. Wake up and start driving back to my house. And we get there, there's police, like, caution tape around, like, the house where these dudes came from.
What?
And that street is blocked off. Now, we get inside my house and go upstairs. All my roommates are in, like, one of the upstairs rooms, and we have a police scanner, so they're listening to it. I asked, does anybody know what's going on? And they said, well, apparently in the street that's, like, you know, half a block from my house, the guy was stabbed six times Saturday night and died.
What? So
this huge, like, huge mess. There's a fire truck on there to spray off the blood from the street. And it was this ridiculous mess. And I just, like, holy crap.
And that was the dude who originally was, like, catcalling you and stuff, no, right?
I don't think so. No, but it was from the same area.
Just some other random guy.
Apparently, as of Sunday, it says that they arrested somebody in the case. But I don't know. Like, I mean, they're still, like, questioning him and stuff. But as I was in the room and they're telling me what was going on, like, there's other stuff over the police scanner, just ridiculous. Like, somebody was being held hostage in somebody's apartment by shotgun. And it was just like, it was way too much. I attribute this all, of course, to Seth being over. Of course.
I don't know. This sounds like a standard night in Oshkosh.
Apparently so. Nothing but 40s and stabbings.
Did you play any 40 ball?
No, we did not.
Oh, that's too bad.
John wasn't there for that.
Okay.
Maybe we would have got cut then. You like it? It was a good thing we didn't, but this, I don't know, it was just really ridiculous. Everybody's real somber past then. It is just kind of coming down from said event.
You don't think Confucius had a good beer?
Wow.
Well, that's a great story. You guys have fun at Maryland State. I hope you make it there and have fun in New York and everything that you're doing out on the Team Chubby Lovin' Tour 2007.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you guys have fun with that.
It's called Eyegasm.
I see.
Actually, that's the working title. I don't know.
For what?
For the tour.
Oh,
I don't know. I made it up now. What do you want from me?
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and hang up on you. It was fun talking to you. I hope you don't have any more interactions with the police in the coming weeks. And I'll be seeing you at Minnesota State.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
You might not be there? Oh, that'd be a bummer.
Might not. Ooh. I do got college and whatnot.
Whatever. College is for chumps, right, Dave?
Well, I'm in college, so I'm not sure what to say about that.
All right.
Oh, 2-1.
Well, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
I'll talk to you guys later. Tell everybody I said love.
All right.
Bye.
Yep. Me too.
Yep.
Bye. This has been a fun show. The show's never this exciting. And then, like, on the week that Doc's gone, like, everybody comes together and it's like... One big awesome thing.
Hey, it's the Midwest. What can you say?
Yeah.
I guess there's more that happens in cornfields in the Midwest. If Oshkosh is in the Midwest.
So what do you think about this this Nationals debacle? I don't know if it's a debacle, but...
Sounds like it'll save the judges a lot of time. And if... Yeah, like... Place like Nationals, you get enough people, sounds like it'd be handy.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I understand, that you have to qualify only for single A.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yep, that is entirely correct.
I've got no problem with that.
Yeah.
There's completely way too many people who try single A, and just try it to try it, and kind of like, yeah, there's no way I win, but... Like, it's cool having fun, but once you get to, like, the national level, there's so many people, you should, my opinion is kind of sit back if you're not actually going to try.
Yeah.
Because you're wasting the judges' time.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
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 But state contest, definitely go for it.
Yep. And I think at a national level, Dazzling Dave said this on one of his posts that, like, people ask you, you say you're going to go compete at Nationals, and people ask you, how did you qualify for that? And it's like, oh, anybody can do it. And, like, at a national level contest, I think there needs to be a little bit more legitimacy than that. Especially if we hope to, get this on TV and monetize it, get a lot of money, around yo-yoing so that the winner can get like $1,000, $10,000, $100,000 or something like that, like you see in other sports.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Dr. Pop. Yeah. I haven't talked to him for quite a while. It's about time, you know?
He is going to be at Mondo this year.
Mondo?
Yep, which is on May the 5th.
When's Minnesota State's?
March 31st, which is 2 weeks from now.
So they're not during the same time.
True.
That'll be the first.
That will be the first. The Mondo was not able to get their normal weekend, and so Minnesota State's decided that we were going to go out on our own and find our own venue. It is pretty cool, and I think it'll be an awesome time for anybody that shows up. But then Mondo is on March or May 5th, Cinco de Mayo, and Mondo is flying Doc out to do a show, which will be neat.
Really?
Yeah.
Mondo is?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm gonna have to come.
Yeah, you definitely should. That's the same weekend as BAC, so I hope you didn't plan on going to BAC.
Whew. Well, it doesn't look like I'm going to have money for BAC, so we'll see.
What the hell is this? You get off my lawn!
You talking to me?
Yeah!
Get off your lawn?
My Skype!
Oh, that's your lawn?
Disgusting, huh?
Who is this?
Hey, this is Josh Parker with the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Who is this?
I read about that. That's awesome. Dude, that's a podcast for yo-yoers?
That's right.
That's awesome. Where's Doc Pop? He's awesome.
Yeah, Doc Pop's not here, man.
Oh, all right. Well, you know, between you and me, he's a poser.
Don't worry. I won't tell him that you said that directly. Okay.
please don't. Yeah, because I'm afraid of him. He's scary. He's big, and he's got big arms, and he's muscly, and he's tough.
Speaking of big, muscly, tough people, Dave Poyser's
like
here.
Dave Poyser guy.
Hey, I'm confused.
Oh, hey. Hey, Dave Poyser, how are you?
If you haven't figured it out, that is Joe Mitchell from Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast, all the way from Maryland.
Yeah.
So
thanks a lot.
Seemed particularly excited to be on our podcast, Joe. Is there a particular reason for that?
Because I'm just happy to have a real audience. Because, you know, generally when I do my show, nobody listens.
Well, AJ listens.
No, he doesn't. You clearly haven't listened.
That's true.
Half the time he's like, huh? What? Did you say something? I was looking at porn.
So you're in Maryland. Am I right about that?
No, you're not. I'm in Delaware.
Delaware.
Get it straight. No sales tax.
Well, Maryland states is coming up here, so you must know something about that, right?
Yeah, it's in Maryland.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
Okay. You're going
to
be there?
I'm planning on doing at Maryland States. If you listened to Yo-Yo's Coast to Coast a couple of weeks ago, we had Mark Allen on, the dude from Tennessee.
Okay.
Did you read about that? He was like profiled on ESPN.com because he supposedly throws this new pitch, this gyro ball.
Whoa. No, I haven't heard about that at all.
Well, you didn't. Okay. Well, I think, you know, if you go to Yo-Yo Radio, I think there might be a link to it. Anyhow, he's going to be there, and I'm going to bring my catcher's mitt, and he's going to throw me a gyro ball. I'm very excited.
Oh, that sounds cool. You got to get that on tape.
Yeah,
people aren't going to believe you otherwise.
Yeah, well, you know. It's this whole mythical pitch. People are debating whether it actually exists or not. But we'll see. I shall see. And I caught for a long time. I was a baseball catcher for a long time.
Oh, neat.
Yeah. Awesome.
So
did
is this
awesome?
That sounds awesome. I don't know anything about awesome things.
Hey, Joe. I've got
a
question for you. Okay. I haven't been too up to date on the podcast / Yo-Yo Radio listening type stuff.
Okay.
But I saw this March Madness thing. And
oh, that's right. March Madness going on right now.
Yeah, I've been wondering what that is. But would you want to explain that and what that is?
If you follow college basketball at all, which we don't. Yo-Yoers, so no.
Yeah.
But there's a tournament every March, of course. They call it March Madness, and they pair off 64 teams, and a lot of local radio stations and stuff do kind of their versions of it. Like in our town here, they do Modern Rock March Madness, and they pair off bands against each other. I'm going to kick your ass, Josh, when I see you. So instead I put in a field of 64 yo-yoers, and they're paired off against each other, and then listeners get to select one to move on, and then at the end of the time, we have a winner. Last year's winner was Takeshi.
I haven't competed in your thing at all, but I've got Purdue marked as the winner. So what do you think about that?
Are they even in the tournament?
I thought so.
The Boilermakers?
I filled out a bracket on Facebook once, and I thought Purdue was in it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I used to love the basketball tournament, but the Yo-Yo Radio
basketball.
March Madness is kind of fun. Yeah, it's basketball. Yo-Yoers are such geeks. Why is that?
No. I have no idea. But because organized sports suck.
You know what? I'm going to try and use Yo in every sentence I use from now on. Yo for it.
You know, every time you say yo, it brings a sport back, you know, 10 years.
Yeah, I'm trying to get us back into the 16th century, so yo for it, Josh.
Killing us softly with the word yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that.
All right, well, I'm going to hang up on you now, Joe Mitchell.
No, wait. I have more to say.
Oh, okay, more to say. Go ahead.
I'm just kidding. You can hang up on me.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, see you guys.
Bye, Joe.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
What an action-packed show.
Sweet.
Holy cow. That was fun. This has been the 17th episode of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Did you have fun, Dave?
Yeah.
I had fun. It was fun to talk to you.
You too.
And I'll see you next week.
Yep.
Bye.